This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The Centers for Disease Control says Colorado has the most COVID-19-related deaths connected to meat processing plants. That includes six employees at the JBS plant in Greeley who've died from the disease. The facility is considered a hotspot. Kim Cordova is president of the union that represents the plant's workers. She says she's fighting to stand up for her members, but that she feels somewhat helpless.
These workers are not just disposable objects, they're human beings. This is a human rights issue.
The JBS plant was forced to close for 2 weeks before it reopened again last Friday without testing all its employees for COVID-19. The White House and the company had promised to do so. A wildfire burning near a state park in southeastern Colorado has been largely contained. Here's CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce.
At last report, the 250-acre blaze just outside the John Martin Reservoir near Los Animas is 75% contained after fire crews tackled it overnight. All evacuations for the park and nearby communities have been lifted. The reservoir is again open for boating and fishing. Camping is still prohibited until May 4th because of the coronavirus. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The state has awarded Denver $1 million to help build community solar gardens, which are a way to expand access to renewable energy. The solar gardens will be hosted on sites like libraries and schools. Denver says the energy generated will be shared between the municipal facilities and low-income residents. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio News.